Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too. Welcome to the end of the Gracebook series. It seemed like this summer I was adding more weeks than I had anticipated. I thought we'd never reach this day, but we're here. We're going to wrap up some things. We're actually going to go back to the beginning, and we're going to talk a little bit about grace today as we give you a couple of tips. I have some things that I hope will help you as you start to work your plan and be intentional in spending time with God. And I am excited to talk about these things today, but we're going to start out with a topic that no one likes to talk about. We're going to talk about our sin. You see, when it comes to spending time with God, we may say that there are other reasons that we don't get to it. Maybe we say we're too busy, or we're not morning people, or our schedule gets out of control, or it just takes too much time, or we don't understand the Bible. But ultimately, all of these other reasons, they may be what we're saying outwardly, but at the heart, it stems from idolatry and pride, no different than any other sin. All of our sin stems from our pride and our idolatry. Avoiding God, doing a million other things than praying and reading His Word, turning to things that make us feel good instead of addressing our sin patterns and our pain through our time in His Word and in prayer with Him, all of these things show that we are a people desperately in need of God. We desperately need Him in our lives because on our own, without Him, we turn away from Him and we turn to things that can't satisfy. And as long as we don't address our pride, and as long as we don't address our idolatry, we will continue to choose other things, and we will continue to allow our busyness and our schedules and our personality and our personality traits, we will continue to allow these things to lead us into paths that God does not want for us to take. He wants us to be with Him in the first moments of our day, in all the moments of our day. And we begin that by spending time with Him. But just because we suffer from sin doesn't mean that there isn't a remedy. We fail to spend time with God because of all idolatry, because we think that other things are more important. Getting the dishes done, getting the task list started, jumping into the day, dealing with the crisis of the night before that you were too tired to deal with last night. Running, I have so many things to do today, I don't have time. Moving swiftly through our day without stopping to reflect on it and reflect on where God is and what He's doing. All of these things are idolatry. We're choosing things to focus our time and attention on that are pulling us away from God. Now, it is important to note, I'm not telling you need to join a monastery and spend every moment focused on God. But I think it's pretty easy to recognize the days that we're doing it in our own strength and the days that we're choosing to rest in God and being in His presence and allowing that to fuel the rest of our day instead of getting up and jumping into it and doing our own tasks and our own agenda. But in addition to idolatry, we have a pride problem. We think that we can fix ourselves. We think that we can straighten these things out, and then we will be worthy of God's love and attention. We recognize that the work of Christ has been done for us in bringing about our salvation. But now that we're saved, we still tend to have these lingering behaviors that show that we're trying to fix ourselves and our problems on our own. When we create the sin that we persist in, this pride, creates guilt in us that keeps us from God because we don't want to address our sin. We don't want to address our pride and our idolatry, but there is hope. Romans 5:20 says, "Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more." I deliberately chose this word, daily grace, for this study, and I chose the idea of grace to be what we called our quiet time notebook or whatever it is that you would normally think of it as, because I wanted to keep ever present in my mind and in your minds as well that everything that we do is from the grace of God. That grace, the grace of God is what draws us to Him. The grace of God is what helps us to hear His word and understand it and to go to Him in prayer and to feel His pleasure and His guidance and His comfort. The grace of God is also what abounds in great multitude to handle our sin. It is what keeps us on track in life because we know that however far we fall, God's grace is waiting. God's grace is there for us today. Every day can be a fresh start. And even more importantly, every moment can be a chance to turn our gaze to God and turn our focus away from our pride and our selfishness and our idolatry, to turn our eyes from the things that we cling to that validate us, and to say, God, in these moments, however short they may be, I'm going to look to You to be the supplier of the guidance and the comfort that I need, to be the one who speaks to my spirit and gives me direction for where I should go and the things I should do, the one who validates the path that I'm on by filling my life with His peace and His joy. This is what God does for us. And when we turn away from our sin and we turn toward God, we realize that His grace is abundant. It is overflowing. It is beyond measure. It is more than we could imagine. It's human nature to fall into bad patterns and bad habits, sometimes without really being aware of them. Sometimes we live on autopilot and just kind of begin to deteriorate into bad habits and bad patterns. That's why it's so important to spend a few moments every day reflecting on your life and thinking about the direction you're heading. Am I going the right way? And do I need to make some corrections? Here are some tips to kind of keep you on track in spending time with God, in using your grace book and sitting down for a few moments and reading His word and talking with Him in prayer. So the first tip is to go over your plan. We talked last week about making a plan to spend some time in the morning and the evening with God. And highlight one thing that you commit to doing, even when the day gets hectic. You get off track or life takes you by surprise. If you have a plan to do something when you can't do everything, you're less likely to stay off track in the days after that. If you skip it completely, you tend to be filled with a lot of guilt because you didn't do what you committed to do, because you missed spending time with the Lord, because there was some weakness or sin or struggle on your part. And when that happens, just like it did with Adam and Eve, what did they do the first time they sinned was hide from God. They tried to cover themselves up and they wouldn't come out and speak with Him in the garden. And that's what we do. We pull away and we hide. I think that if you can commit to doing one thing and do it regardless of what happens, even if it's just to read a psalm, or if it's just to stop and just pray through the events coming up in your day, whatever it is, I think that you'll find that it's easier the next day to jump back in, because you might not have done it perfectly, but you did do something and you did connect with God. And that those moments will allow you to kind of have a little bit of momentum as you move forward. Another thing I encourage you to do is reevaluate often. Anytime you face a change in life, reevaluate. Look, take a look at your plan and see, is this still working? I've been spending 20 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night, but my mornings have gotten really hectic, but my house is quiet at night. Maybe I could do less in the morning and more at night. Or maybe my work schedule's changed and I have a lot more time in the afternoon. Maybe I could move a few of these things to the afternoon. Or maybe this particular thing has been great, but it really doesn't serve my needs right now. The needs I have in my situation with certain events going on in my life. I really need to spend more time in prayer. I need to carve out an extra 5-minute block for prayer. And so by taking a look at changes in your life, whether you get a new job or a new baby comes into the house, or maybe you're becoming a foster parent and you have kids kind of coming in and out and you didn't have that before, so your life is changing. Maybe it's a different shift at work, or maybe it's moving to a new house and your schedule, the way you do your errands, all these things kind of has to change because you're in a new area, and just anything, any kind of change whatsoever in life, take a look at your plan and say, could I do this better or differently in a way that will work well for the season of life that I'm currently in? You also need to reevaluate during natural beginning and ending points in life. I think a couple of common ones are New Year's, the beginning of the school year, and the start of summer break. These are all very natural beginning times that we can kind of go through. There may be some others for some of you. If you do shift work part of the year and your schedule drastically changes every year in June or something like that, you might find that that's just a natural time to reevaluate not just your quiet time schedule, but maybe your whole schedule. I think a lot of us do that at New Year's and when the school year starts. Use those natural times of a bit of a reset to take a look at what you're doing and see if there's a way that you can change things a little bit to work better for you. I encourage you to add time. Maybe right now 20 minutes is all that you have time for in the morning, but maybe as situations change and as you get a little more confident, you could add another 5 minutes in here or there to help you to get a little more time in study or to add something in that you haven't had time to do before. The greatest guilt that I see over spending time with God is because the person didn't do it perfectly the way they laid it out, such as falling behind in a reading plan or falling asleep during prayer. This type of guilt causes us to give up, to beat ourselves up, and lose sight of why we are doing this in the first place. I encourage you to learn the skill of perseverance. I've done a whole podcast on this idea of perseverance. This allows us to keep moving forward when things are imperfect and don't go as planned. Choosing to give yourself grace and persevering even when it's messy and less than ideal will ensure that the wrong kind of guilt doesn't take over your thought patterns. Just keep pressing on inside the mess of imperfection. And allow yourself to push that guilt aside. That is a false guilt. That is a external guilt that is put on us by a world that thinks that production is important, that you're only as good as what you produce, a world that is obsessed with perfection. And certainly even it comes from the church, this idea that we have to measure up, that we have to come to God and do everything perfectly. I've been in many church situations where I left with that message and the grief that that causes. That's a false guilt. That is not guilt from the Holy Spirit. That false guilt will trip you up if you do not develop the skill of perseverance. Perseverance says it doesn't have to be perfect to be good. I can keep going on. I can keep pushing through, even when the situation is less than ideal. Developing perseverance is the best skill that you can have to grow in the Christian life, just continuing to persevere through. We grow best in bad situations. Believe you me, I wish it weren't like that. But the truth is that when difficulty comes, when there's a trial, a struggle, when we are trying something new and we are committing something to God and the difficulties and the setbacks begin to push against us, those are the moments that we grow. But we have to persevere through them to experience the growth. And so developing the skill of perseverance is one of the best things that you can do to keep on track, to be able to continue to spend time with God, realizing that today was a whirlwind day and very little got done. And today felt like nothing about it was intentional. But there's tomorrow, and I'm going to push through, and I'm going to persevere. Let us not grow weary in doing good, because in due time, we're going to reap a harvest if we don't give up. That is one of Paul's most encouraging words in Galatians chapter 6, and I think it's a great verse to end our time together. So where do we go from here? The Gracebook files are being updated, cleaned up, and organized and added to. I'm still adding a few files that will happen over the next few weeks. I'm streamlining them a little bit. I'm kind of tweaking some of the fonts so that everything looks more consistent and the color schemes. I will be redoing some stuff and deleting a few things that didn't work quite how I wanted and putting out something a little better. All of those things will be done over the next few weeks, and hopefully by November 6th, they will be available to download in one complete zip file. So you can download the A5 zip file or the letter size zip file so that you can have all of them on your computer and do with them as you see fit. I'm aiming for November 6th, but that could change. I'm in a bit of a busy, unexpectedly busy season here at the church I work for. So I'm going to shoot for November 6th, but keep an eye on my Instagram feed and our Bible Girl Facebook group, because that's where I'll post the information first when they're available for you. And I'll have links on both of those sites for you to get those zip files. My YouTube channel is going live next week sometime. I'm shooting for the 23rd, but something came up this weekend. I might not be able to get it edited in time, but it will be sometime next week. It will go live. You'll get a chance to take a look at my Grace book, and I'm excited to show it to you. There are no podcasts the remainder of October so that I can work on these things and deal with a few issues in my ministry life. So we will take a couple weeks break from podcasts and resume on November 6th. I already have November mostly mapped out. I have a couple of topics that I'm really looking forward to digging into. And I also am looking forward to doing some new scripture lists. November and December are already written and ready to go. We'll be publishing the November list next week. Thank you so much for joining me with this Grace Book series. My prayer is that it will be a tool that you will use to pull you closer to God, to inspire you, and to give you the motivation that you need and the tools that you need to be able to spend time with God and in His Word. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.